So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf about the fate of the Aron HaKodesh after the Churban. The Gemara states, "Mishenignes ha'aron, nignes imayit tzentzenes haman, v'tzleich hashem ha'mishcha, u'makle shal aron, u'farachav v'shkedav, v'argas shayshibu polishtim, asham lelekei Yisrael." Together with the aron, hidden together with it, was the container that contained the man, a flask of oil of the Shemen HaMishcha, the staff of Aaron HaKohen, and the box that the Pelishtim gave to the Jews when they returned the Aaron from captivity. All these items were hidden by Yeshayahu HaMelech, who was afraid that these items would be taken captive along with the Jews, and he was concerned that they would never return back to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara now discusses the Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu prepared. Pitum Shemen HaMishcha. The preparation of the Shemen HaMishcha as described in Parashat Kisisa, Va'ata Kach Lecha, Bekida Chamish Meyes, Shein Elef V'Chamish Meyes Mana. There was a total of 1,500 mana of these ingredients. The Gemara now relates other facts about the Shemen HaMishcha. Ein Meishchin HaMalachim Il Al Gav Ma'ayin. Kings are to be anointed specifically near a stream of running water. Ein Meishchin Melech Ben Melech El Ben HaMachleikis. A king, the son of a king, would be anointed only if there was controversy surrounding his appointment, as we see by Shlomo HaMelech, who was anointed because of the machlekes from Adoniyahu. Ein Meishchin HaMalachim El Ben HaKeren. Kings should be anointed specifically from the horn of an animal and not from a jug, as a horn, a keren, symbolizes majesty and longevity. David Shlomo Nimshchu Min HaKeren Hesemachus Machus Kayemes. David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech both were anointed from a keren, and their kingdom reigns for posterity. And finally, Kahanim may not be anointed as kings, as the Pasuk says, L'yasur Shevim Yehuda. The royal family in Israel must come specifically from the tribe of Yehuda, and Kahanim come from the tribe of Levi. The Gemara returns to its discussion about the Aron HaKodesh and discusses the dimensions of the Aron and how the Luchos fit into the Aron. The Gemara brings two opinions, the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, who will explain the dimensions of the Aron according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that an Amah is 6 Tvachim, and the opinion of Rish Lakish, who explains the dimensions according to Yehuda, who holds that an Amah is 5 Tvachim. The dimensions of the Aron as listed in the Torah were Amasayim v'chetzi arkay, or 2.5 Amas of length, the Amah v'chetzi rachbay, and 1.5 Amas in width. Rabbi Yechanan, according to a mayor, who holds that an Amah is 6 Tvachim, would therefore hold that the Aron was 15 Tvachim long and 9 Tvachim wide. There were 4 Luchos HaBris in the Aron. Each one was 3 Tvachim wide, and 6 tefachim long. If laid side by side, the 4 luchos would cover 12 tefachim of length, and with a half a tefach for each wall, that leaves 2 tefachim of extra space, which contained the Sefer Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Rish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that an Amah is 5 tefachim, would hold that the Aron was 12.5 tefachim long and 7.5 tefachim wide. There were 4 luchos in the Aron, each one was 3 tefachim wide and 6 tefachim long. If laid side by side, that takes up 12 tefachim, and with a quarter tefach for each wall, that fits the 4 luchos exactly in the Aron. According to this opinion, there was a shelf outside the Aron which contained the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yehuda brings proof to his opinion that the Sefer Torah was outside the Aron from the pasuk L'koich es Sefer HaTorah hazeh v'samtem oisei mitzad Aron b'ris Hashem. Remei brings proof to his opinion that the Sefer Torah was inside the Aron from the pasuk V'nesate sakapoyis ala aron milmala, ve'el ha'aron titin esu edus asha etein elecha. And the edus here is referring to the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. After discussing the dimensions of the aron, the Gemara now brings a machlokes as to how the aron was covered in gold. Ketzer asa betzalas aron. Chanina maintains that there were 3 boxes, 2 of gold and 1 of wood. The wood box was sandwiched on the inside and the outside with the gold boxes, and then the sides were covered with gold as well. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Lakish maintained that the Aron was made of one solid piece of gold. The Gemara now explains how the luchos were written and brings several opinions. Reb Chanina holds that 5 dibros were written on each of the 2 luchos. The Rabbana hold that all 10 dibros were written on each of the 2 luchos. Reb Shimon ben Yochai holds that 20 dibros were written on each of the 2 luchos, 10 on each side of each of the luchos, as the pasuk says, V'yichtavim al shnei luchos avanim. Reb Simo holds that there were 40 dibros on each of the 2 luchos. All 10 dibros were written on each of the 4 sides of the luchos, as the pasuk says, Mizeh u'mizeh heim kesubim. Chananya ben Achi Reb Yeshua Eimer, ben kol dibur v'dibur diktukeho v'yisiseh shal Torah. Between each of the dibros was written all the details and explanations of all the Targ mitzvahs, or in other words, Kol HaTorah Kula was written by Nes on the Luchos HaBris. Tichsiv, Memulom B'Tarshish K'mei Rabba. Just like the ocean is full of waves, so too the Luchos were full of diktukim between each of the dibros. The Daf concludes with a Maimra Agada about the giving of the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. Repichas B'Shem Reb Shimon Ben Lakish. HaTorish Nosna HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Nosna Loi Eish Levana Charusa B'Eish Shchairahi, Eish Muvleles B'Eish Chatsuva Me'Eish V'Nesuna Me'Eish. Tichsiv, Miminoi Eish Dos Lamai. The Torah that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu was a white fire carved on a black fire, fire mixed with fire, carved from fire, and given from fire. As the Pasuk says, from Hashem's right hand, He presented the fiery Torah to Bnei Yisrael.